Insight on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. FocusandFind.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business the News Hour. Grateful that you are listening from wherever on the planet you might happen to be. With us is Sima Dahl. Now, this is happens to be in the middle of February, National Entrepreneur Week. And so we thought we would kick off a discussion about being an entrepreneur with the consummate entrepreneur. Sima has a unique story. She is an author, a keynote speaker, a trainer, specializing in personal brand building. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more. Sima, welcome back to the News Hour. Grateful to have you with us.
Michael, it's my pleasure, my honor. So good to be in your stream again.
Yeah, you know, you and I first met a couple of years ago now. This month, I think 2 years ago. And you were in Des Moines, Iowa for a keynote speech to AMA Iowa. And I know, you know, so many people enjoyed that. And you and I had a substantive conversation afterwards and been back and forth for the past, well, almost 24 months. And finally, we got you nailed down. So I'm really pleased that you're making time to do this.
Yeah, it honestly seems like just yesterday because I don't know where last year went.
I know.
I mean, it was painfully slow and rapid fast all at the same time.
Yeah. And I on your website, by the way, we will have links to Sima's website up on our radio blog. I saw a very nice recommendation from a good friend, Josh Fleming, who you know, he's another one of those marketing type folk. So good stuff. Well, Sima, let's...
Yeah, I love my marketers. I mean, you know, it's how I am wired at like the DNA level. I see the world through a marketing lens. And in fact, I just let a dear friend convince me to rejoin the American Marketing Association of Chicago chapter. And I promptly got on the LinkedIn Live committee and dove in headfirst. So it's great to surround myself with like-minded peers.
You know, because our core business is advertising and marketing, I'm always interested, and we're going to take a little divergent path here for just a moment and talk, because that is your background in marketing. What is it that most individuals or businesses don't really get? I mean, I understand what you're saying. As marketers, we look at everything very differently. From what brands are, how brands are created, to what marketing messages work. How many times do you pick up something or watch something or hear something and you're going, where'd that come from?
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's fascinating because early in my pivot out of corporate into solopreneurship, I worked with a lot of small businesses, and the number one battle I had to win over and over was this idea of a quick fix.
Yeah.
The idea that you change your website, you spend some money on SEO, you launch an email newsletter, you start a campaign of any sort, and that's enough. And the truth is, marketing is, you know, consistent messaging across all the touch points, and now we have so many more, and it never lets up. And so it really becomes, you know, what will you do? What will you commit to? What will you say no to? Not now. Not right now. I can't do all these things. I can't afford these things. I can't scale these things. But commit to a course of action for the long haul and knowing when to bail on something, but also knowing when to give it a chance to take root. I see a lot of one-offs, shots in the dark, you know, an ad campaign that you're like, where did this come from?
Right.
And then you never see again. And it's, you know, a waste of money.
It is. It's a waste of money and time for the consumer. And you know, as you said, a shot in the dark. You need to know who your core consumer is and what your core consumer wants and then market around that for crying out loud. It's, for those of us who are in the business, it's not a difficult task. But you're so right. Stick to it. Find those lanes that you can get into and stay there and master those before you start jumping around everything else. Good advice.
Yeah, I'll tell you, there's two other things I see. One is the small business or the solopreneur refusing to pick a buyer lane, because they can sell so many things to so many different buyers. And when we are all things to all people, we're nothing to anyone. And the flip side of that same coin is wanting to do marketing, that whole nut, so well and so perfectly. And I myself still have to talk myself off this ledge, you know, this corporate background where everything had to be thought out, buttoned up, flawless before you hit go. And the truth is, when you're a smaller business or a solo like myself, you have to, you know, move forward faster without an absence of perfection. And that's scary for some of us.
Sure it is. But it does do something that I think is really unique. It does allow us to avoid groupthink. And I've been in those corporate meetings, you know, where there's five or six people sitting around the table and they're discussing some marketing idea or platform or whatever. And, you know, the loudest voice in the room wins, and it may not be the right way to go. So, yeah, boy, we could tell war stories all day. Sima Dahl, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We are talking with a author, keynote, a speaker, a trainer during, interestingly enough, National Entrepreneur Week. All right, let's talk a little bit about your history and give us the 3 minute, 30,000 foot view. You started out as a secretary in a marketing company, yeah?
it was sexier than that. Oh. I was a secretary in a power tool manufacturer.
Well, there you go.
And you know, I graduated in one of many, you know, depressions. The economy had started to recover, but jobs were still lagging.
Yeah.
And I was thrilled to find any meaningful work and just to be surrounded by marketers. Truth be told, I really wanted a job in one of those fancy PR agencies. I imagined everybody dressed really well and everything was glass and chrome. But no, I was in a manufacturer of power tools where most of the women were admittedly featured in the calendar.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it was there that I realized just how awkward and self-conscious I was. I really got present to the noise in my head about my worth, my value, how I wanted to be known. I tell a story on stage that seems to resonate with a lot of people about, you know, asking for business cards, which weren't in my job description. And instead of saying I'm the secretary, asking that they instead read marketing assistant. This idea that I want to paint a story, a picture of where I'm going. And I've been working on that ever since. And now it's my pleasure to teach people how to market themselves.
And that is so important. I mean, when we talk about personal brand building for your professional career and really your own personal life, we are
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We are always on, aren't we?
Yeah, you know, I worked for 20 odd years as a corporate marketer in the B2B space, mostly in high tech. And that's a slow, complex sale.
Uh-huh.
And I see people as slow, complex sale. It takes me a while to understand who you are and what you're capable of doing, who you might help. And of course, that story evolves. So originally, I was making a name for myself in a community of marketers in the Chicagoland area, specifically in the high tech space, because I had my eye, you know, permanently on the door. The industry was volatile, dot-com bust and pink slip parties. And it was just to pay my rent. But today, large enterprise hire me to teach their go-getters, their top performers, self-promotion in the enterprise as a retention strategy.
Sure.
I mean, it's really come down to that. How do we keep our best people? By teaching them to go after what they want in the organization.
Sima Dahl, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We will have links, of course, to her website up on the radio blog. Well, as time progressed, you came up with two words you've trademarked, by the way. Sway factor. What does that mean, Sima?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, because I made it up, right? Marketers got to have some shtick. I see your sway factor is the degree to which you behave offline when we meet, online when I encounter you in any of the digital places we might find one another, in a way that reminds me who you are, what you do, how you aspire to be known. If you think about it, every interaction is a marketing opportunity, a sales opportunity, if you will. And I really look for people to be mindful of the way they introduce themselves, they purport themselves, they manage their digital footprint. In the enterprise, it might be as simple as learning to lean in to a fast-paced conversation and speak up and share your knowledge, move the conversation forward. It's little and big day over day tactics, ultimately, that keep you top of mind.
And when we are faced with a different world these days, we are entering our second year of lockdowns and COVID-19 in this pandemic. And, best guesses are that we probably won't be back to whatever is normal until perhaps mid-September. That being said, there are fewer of these networking opportunities. There are fewer of these big speaking opportunities. There are fewer ways in which we can personally go there and have our body in a space to better perfect our personal brand. But at the same time, how we interact digitally is critical, yes?
Absolutely. How we interact digitally and the degree to which we surround ourselves by people doing what we aspire to do. So, I just talked to a young woman who wanted to pursue a career in brand marketing, as it were. And I asked, was she involved in marketing organizations, messaging, Chicago Interactive Marketing, the AMA, the BMA, all of those. And if not, why not? Surrounding yourself with like-minded peers and then leaning in, raising your hand and demonstrating your follow-through, your tenacity, your intelligence, even at that level.
Sure.
It sounds small, but it's not. It has ramifications over the course of your career. In fact, if I may, a quick story, Michael.
Of course.
So 13 odd years ago, when I served on the AMA board here in Chicago, one of my fellow board members and I became friends, and I was working in social media and B2B and talking to the board about how they can use their own digital footprints, their personal brand online to lift up the association,
right,
and, help build the AMA brand. And he asked me if I might come talk to his sales team, which I was, of course, delighted to do. I had just created the Sway Factor. And of course, to this day, I do social selling programs. The other day, flash forward 13 years later, the phone rings. It's a person whose name I can't place, says he heard me at that talk 13 years ago, wanted to refer me to an association he was now a member of. And I promise you, while I'm good, I'm not that good, 13 years later good, name recognition good, but I stay visible in his stream online. He can't forget me. I take control of that once a week in his feed.
Yeah, and when we break this down, you were talking about a very important thing. We all know, those of us who are in business, we all know it is far more expensive to go out and find good talent than what it is to retain good talent or excellent talent. And you spoke just a little bit ago about how you help businesses zero in on that top talent and help them better perfect their personal brand, which helps the corporation, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a retention strategy. When you put your high potential leaders into a program that has them empowered and understanding that they're the CEO of their career, they're in the driver's seat. I mean, long gone are the days where you had dedicated people looking after your career in the enterprise. It just doesn't work that way anymore. And on the flip side of that coin, when your employees are empowered to promote themselves online, look good online, studies show that helps fill your talent funnel faster.
Yeah.
If I'm looking to work for your company and your staff look like you know, they struggle to get out of bed in the morning online versus, you know, the best and the brightest. That's who I want to work with.
Right.
So it really works both directions.
Simadal, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest from Chicago, Illinois. Time period there, because we are in the midst of winter, obviously, and this is National Entrepreneur Week. You know, you've been doing this a long time, Sima, as have I, fortunately or unfortunately. You're a lot younger than I am. However, what has been some of the major changes that you've seen over the past several years that younger people who are starting their career or into their career a couple of years or wanting to do better, what changes have you seen that should allow them to get there?
That's a really good question. I've done some programs recently for employee resource groups, you know, maybe the women of an association or the African-American employee resource group, where there are often very young members. And the idea that they have to take action to manage their career is one that hasn't yet taken root. It's more like, I'll do all these things to land a job. I'll be smart. I'll grow my network. I'll shake hands. I'll get out there. And now that I have a job, well, I'll just put my nose to the grindstone and demonstrate, you know, my potential by working really hard. And, you know, study after study out of Carnegie and out of Harvard says that it's our soft skills, our people skills, yes, not our ability to actually learn new software. Most of us are quite adaptable. But, you know, picking your head up and actually engaging in the growth of the business and demonstrating, articulating how you're capable, able to move the business forward is a skill they just don't teach in school.
Hmm. And that skill, that's such a seminal piece of advice. That skill that you're talking about is so much in demand. And we all realize that. If you've been in business for any time at all, you realize that it is the soft skills. We can, as you just said, we can teach anybody almost anything. But give me somebody who can speak, hold a conversation, be passionate about whatever that is, and has an expert handle on their own personal brand, I can tell you they will rise to the top on those idiosyncrasies of whatever the specific job category are, yes?
Yes, and I'll tell you, of the many soft skills that, you know, I teach in the under the leadership umbrella, be it executive presence or, you know, the art of communication, the ability to speak up and articulate your thoughts is becoming a lost art. Yes, we need to learn business communication. We need to properly, you know, put together an email that is easy to read and quickly actionable. You know, that's becoming a lost art. But speaking up, and now that we have to do it online and doing that comfortably and sometimes forcibly so that we are heard, well, that's a huge opportunity for every go-getter today.
Her name is Sima Dahl, ladies and gentlemen. She is a nationally recognized coach, author, trainer, and speaker. And, you know, I just think your connection with so much of what you do is so personal. I mean, this is, because I've known you for a while, this is also all about you too, yeah?
You know, it's, I sometimes have to catch myself from being that, you know, that hyper uber passionate person jumping up and down in the front of the room or on the Zoom screen,
right?
Because I learned all this for myself. I couldn't do any of these things for myself. And so knowing that any of us can achieve, learn these skills and achieve greater visibility and go after the career we want. I mean, the earthiest thing you'll ever hear me say is I want you to vibrate professionally at your highest level, where the work you do and the joy you derive and the value to the organization or to the world are in alignment, that excites me. And the fact that I'm finally doing that work for myself, you know, after being the kid who couldn't look you in the eye, shake your hand and tell you my name, let alone answer the question, what do you do? It excites me. And I see that potential in every person I meet.
Such great advice from a great entrepreneur. Her name is Sima Dahl. Sima, thanks so very much for spending so much time with us. It is wonderful to reconnect with you. And just thanks again, and continued success in everything that you do.
Oh, likewise, Michael. I'm proud to call you a friend, and I am I'm at your beck and call. Just reach out. I promise I won't delay so long the next time.
This microphone is open to you anytime, Sima. Thanks.
Stay safe.
Once again, that's the voice of Sima Dahl, an entrepreneur out of Chicago, but doing business all over the country. And yes, we will have links to her website on our radio blog. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Sima Dahl, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.